100 years of making a difference in your community. That's Country Financial. Now back to WJBC.
Anna, let's bring you in. Life insurance is especially important for farm families. Can you highlight why?
Yeah, so in a farm family, you know, it's a family, but you're also operating a business. And so there's multiple things that you need to consider. So if you're a farm operator or a farm owner, you may be the head of your household, but you're also the lead operator, the person doing the business as well. And if you pass away unexpectedly, or if the person that is that lead operator passes away unexpectedly, there's things to be concerned about in your family life, like the mortgage, education expenses, funeral expenses, all those kinds of things. But there's also the continuation of the business. And especially certain times of year, like planting and harvest, who's going to be able to do that? Who's going to be able to help you do that? Are you going to have to pay people to help you bring in that crop or get that crop planted? Or if it's livestock, how are you going to continue to get those animals fed and continue to operate that farm? There's also some considerations in succession planning. Life insurance can be a tool in your succession planning. So if you're planning to hand your farm on to the next generation, life insurance is one way that you can help that next generation have what they need to cover expenses while the estate gets settled. And so that's an important piece to consider as well. As we've kind of talked about already, it's great to have an expert like a Country Financial agent or a financial planner that can assist you with navigating this and making the best choices for your farm and your family.
Well, let me ask this. Does pricing vary depending on who you are and how healthy you are?
Yes. In buying a policy, remember they're priced using many factors. Some you can control and some you can't control. So your age is a big part of it. So typically the younger individuals pay lower premiums. Your health history, very important. For instance, I was listening to a client do a medical interview last night on the phone. It took about 24 minutes, just going over yes, no, yes, no, any health history issues there. Lifestyle habits. So, you know, if you're a smoker, alcohol consumption, your driving record, if you're a high risk in your career, like skydiving or scuba diving, yes, all that's taken into account. Gender, term length, medical exams, like I said. And so additional riders and coverages, then the payment frequency. So you choose how you pay. Monthly, annually can also impact premium.